Welcome back, listeners, to Siouxland Catholic Radio and Faith in Action. And I'm your host for the show, Joanne Fox, and I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and that's why I get to do this show, and I enjoy it immensely, especially when I can focus on wonderful things going on in the Siouxland community. So if you've been with us from the top of the hour, thank you so much for staying with us. We do appreciate it, and we've got lots more to talk about. If you're just joining us, we are going to talk about the Objects of Devotion exhibition. It is on the Briarcliff University campus here in Sioux City. It is in the Clausen Art Gallery. It is running right now through December 3rd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this exhibition includes religious objects that were made for private devotion in the home, made by well-known artists, anonymous crafts, men and women. It's the whole gamut. And then a really nice aspect of this exhibition is Father Brian Hughes, who is a priest of the Diocese of Sioux City. He is pastor at St. Mary's Catholic Church up there in Spirit Lake, Iowa, and also pastor of St. Joseph Catholic Church in Milford, Iowa. So he has a lot of balls he's always juggling, and that's fine. We like to keep him busy. And so he is going to give a lecture on the Objects of Devotion, and that will be at 3 p.m. November 7th. It is in the St. Francis Center, which is on the Briarcliff University campus, and then there is a reception to follow outside of the Clausen Art Gallery. And joining me in the studio to talk about this wonderful opportunity for people, you know, to really get out and see some beautiful pieces of art and also maybe kind of pique their interest with devotional art, is Jeff Baldus. He's professor of art at Briarcliff University and kind of a native of the Diocese of Sioux City down there in Carroll County. Carroll Kemper, then a Briarcliff grad, and then MFA from University of South Dakota. My gosh, Jeff, I didn't realize that you had such a strong Siouxland connection, but that's nice because that allows us then to chat quite a bit about it. One of the things that we haven't talked about is this event is free and open to the public. And that means you listeners in Northeast Nebraska and Southeast South Dakota and maybe Southwest Minnesota. It depends on the day, really, whether the signal hits you way up there. Sometimes it does. But you can all come and see this exhibition at no cost. And so, Jeff, maybe you can explain to the listeners how that came about, because we know that you have invested your time and perhaps the time of other individuals on the campus to bring this all about and display it all. So how is it that this is free?
Well, you're right in saying that there are costs associated with putting on an exhibit like this. So we're fortunate that this is part of the Sister Jordan Dom, who was a sister of St. Francis, endowed exhibition in the visual arts. So that is helping us to underwrite some of the costs with the exhibition. And Sister Jordan was one time president of Briarcliff, just a very strong supporter of the arts at Briarcliff. And this endowment was established in her honor by Bill and Judy Walu and the alumni from the art department over the years. So, and then we're also grateful to the Marilyn and Russell Christensen Charitable Endowment Fund from the Sioux City Community Foundation for their generous support, and then the Art Center as well for loaning us the vitrines that will be an important aspect in the show.
Absolutely. And boy, you just dropped all kinds of names. And again, individuals who are alums of Briarcliff, certainly remember Sister Jordan. I mean, she was a dynamite individual and, you know, brought all her charisms to Briarcliff and made sure it thrived as it continues to today. And then you dropped the names Bill and Judy Walu, who I knew when I was in Sacred Heart Parish, and just was always so in awe of their artistic gifts. And you mentioned in the first segment that Bill hired you. And I guess are there any Bill and Judy Walu items in this?
No, there aren't.
Okay.
But there are a couple works by Mary Ann Lonergan, who was also in the art department at Briarcliff for many, many years. So we have a beautiful painting of the Virgin Mary and then a nativity scene, or the Three Kings image that she painted as well. So
one of the things Jeff mentioned when he came into our studio here was he immediately took out his camera and took pictures that we have a display in the hallway of Mary Ann Lonergan's, well, what would I call them? Paintings? Etchings?
Paintings.
Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. So we have to make sure that we mark that on the back. And I was telling Jeff when we were off air that because I was in Sacred Heart Parish and so was Mary Ann, I got to know her that way. And she had some Bible studies at her house that I went to. And I so appreciated her wit and wisdom. She was a real treat. And so to know that she has something in the exhibit is really meaningful. And then... But you hinted in the last segment that there's even items that, you know, wouldn't have someone of some note that created it. And I thought that was interesting because so many times art exhibits will have things of famous folk. And then you really go, oh, I got to see this, you know, famous painting, this famous sculpture. But some of these things are, you said, just from thrift stores that somehow resonated with an individual and must have touched you as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's I'm always amazed what you can find in a thrift store. And a lot of great treasures there. So, but that is kind of the history of these objects as well, is that most of, or many of them, would have been picked up on pilgrimages, trips mm-hmm. to Europe or trips to New York or something like that, where you visited a cathedral and they had a gift shop. And there is no name associated with it from the very beginning. And so it's purchased because of what it helps you remember. It's purchased because it transforms you or transports you to a different space. And it... leads you to prayer in a different way. So,
and I know that there are some objects and pieces of art that are made by individuals that probably people who know the art world would go, oh. And why don't you just share a few of those names?
Well, one of those is Enrico Manfrini, who is an Italian artist. And people may recognize him because he did the bronze doors for the St. Peter's Basilica for the year 2000.
Okay.
And we have a number of little medallions that he did that are sometimes called the Christmas medallion or papal medallion, Christmas medallion, because they were given by Pope John Paul II to friends at Christmas time. And so we were able to gather some of those. And then we also have a piece by Manfrini that was commissioned for the cathedral when it was renovated. And so on the front side is a scene of the Nativity with the Three Kings, the Epiphany. And then on the back side is the image of the cathedral itself. So...
Okay.
Others, Ugo Weinert, a German artist, and he has done a lot of pieces in bronze and some beautiful enamel pieces. So we have representations of both of those. And then Lambert Ruki, who is a Polish artist, lived and worked much of his life in Paris, and was not only a artist, but architect as well as a sculptor and a painter. So,
and earlier in the program, we had talked about, you know, it is just a variety of media. Listeners, you're not going to go out there and just see a bunch of statues. You're not going to go out and see just a bunch of paintings. It's all kinds of things. And so you mentioned the straw one, which mm-hmm. kind of took my breath away. But what others? Are there precious, like, stones in some of them? I was thinking in the back of my head, Grotto of the Redemption, you know, where there are some, it's rocks, but there are some precious stones in there. So what other kinds of, media, you know, would be used in some of these pieces of art?
Okay. So several are copper enamel pieces where the base is copper and then little wires are welded on and then filled with a powdered, it's a lengthy process to go through, but it results in some absolutely gorgeous pieces that have more of a glass-like surface to them.
Okay.
We do have semi-precious stones. They are more embedded in some of the objects. So in some of the bronze pieces, there might be some semi-precious stones embedded in those. Works on paper, so some paintings on paper, a painting on glass, and then kind of the typical icon, which would be gold leaf over wood and paint. So.
Okay, and you had mentioned in one of the previous segments that this is a little different in that you don't walk up to each piece and there's signage. However, there is some signage, and I think that's kind of an interesting segue from a traditional art exhibit where everything is marked with the artist and the year and all of this, and this is just a little different way to approach art.
Absolutely. And, you know, they are all art pieces, you could say. They are beautiful works of art, but their purpose was as a devotional piece, as an object of devotion. And so we were trying to kind of keep that distinction in how we presented and what we said. So the text panels will talk about sort of the main categories that we have, and it will give some historical perspective, and then it will kind of tie it into today, how many of these traditions are continuing, you know, things that started in the 3rd century are continuing today in our homes, and how we use the objects.
Absolutely. Again, listeners, you know it's time for us to take a short break, and we do appreciate you tuning in and listening to Faith in Action, but, we need to just break away real briefly, but we want you to stay tuned because we will be right back.